Hallelujah, may peace be with all the brothers and sisters in present and also online.
Hallelujah, 愿大家平安。
This evening, the topic for mutual encouragement is Living in a Chaotic Time, the Book of Judges for Mutual Encouragement.
今天晚上要与大家分享的题目是活在混乱的时代，士师记导读。
Recently, we have been reading the Book of Judges.
最近我们已经读到了士师记。
And the Book of Judges record a chaotic period.
士师记所提到的就是一个混乱的时代。
I think right now we are living in 2021.
今天我们活在2022年。
2022, and we have already started the new year.
我们已经开始了新的一年。
But actually, the world is not getting better, but actually more and more chaotic in many, many different ways.
不过这个世界并没有越来越美好，而是越来越混乱。
Then sometimes we may wonder why this happened, why the world is so chaotic.
有时候我们会扪心自问，为什么这个世界越来越乱呢？
Why the world is not getting better?
为什么不是明天更美好呢？
Well, the Bible always gives us the answer.
其实圣经早就给我们答案了。
If you look at why and what happened in the time of Judges,
如果我们回来看看士师记那时候发生的事情，
we may get a lot of reflection.
我们或许会得到很多的思考方向。
Now, let's look at Joshua chapter 24, verse 29 to 31.
我们现在来读约书亚记的24:29-31.
Joshua chapter 24:29.
约书亚记24:29。这些事以后，耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚正110岁，就死了。30节，以色列人将他葬在他地业的境内，就是在以法莲山地的亭拿西拉，在加什山的北边。31节，约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。
Here tell us the end of an era.
这里告诉我们一个时代的终结。
No matter who you are, so sooner or later, we all will depart from this world.
不管你是谁，在这个世界上总是要面对死亡。
Moses, who was a great leader,
摩西是一个很伟大的领袖。
He lived up to 120 years old and he died.
他活到120岁，然后他死了。
And he passed on the duty to Joshua.
然后他把他的任务交给下一代约书亚。
And he led the people cross the river Jordan and also conquer the land.
然后约书亚带领百姓过了约旦河，攻取迦南地。
But up to 110 years old, Joshua also died.
不过当约书亚110岁的时候，他也死了。
What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们什么呢？
We will not live forever.
我们不可能永远活着。
We are all dying in some sense.
我们在某一刻一定会面对死亡的。
It's just a matter of time when.
只是我们不晓得什么时候而已。
And that date, that moment has already been preset by God in heaven.
那在那个我们所不知道的年日，其实神早就命定了。
Even though Joshua, he faced so much danger, so many battles, but he didn't die during the war.
当约书亚年轻的时候，虽然他面对很多的征战，可是他并没有死亡。
But when his time is up, he has to die.
可是当神为他命定的时间到了，他就死了。
So when he was alive, and just right after he was passed away, people still worship God and still serving the Lord.
当他死后，那些知道神为以色列所行的事情的以色列人还是敬拜神。
They enjoy a short period of time, which is very prosperous, very peaceful, because they all serve the Lord.
他们是有一个时间，有一个时段是非常的敬拜神，非常忠心，所以那时候他们非常的丰富。
But the good time didn't last.
可是一个美好的时期并没有持续了很久。
After Joshua died, and all those elders who knew the word of God died, and the people changed.
当约书亚死后，而且那些为以色列人所神知道神为以色列人所做的事情的人都死了之后，以色列人就改变了。
So we can call the period of Judges is a lost period, a lost era.
所以我们就可以称士师时代为一个失落的时代。
That during the whole period of time, people are just keep getting lost.
在那一整个时代里面，人们不断的循环着失落。
We can think about how long does it take for the people to build up the faith.
我们可以来看一下，当人要建立信仰，到底要花多久时间呢？
For the people of Israelites, God used 40 years in the wilderness to build up the faith.
当以色列人在旷野里行走的时候，神用了40年来建立他们的信仰。
From nothing to strong faith, 40 years.
从什么都没有，直到有一个坚强的信仰， 神用了40年。
But from a strong faith to become weak faith and nothing, it only takes probably just a few years or maybe less than 10 years.
可是一段信仰这样失落下去，很有可能非常的快速，甚至少于十年。
So what does it tell us?
所以告诉我们什么呢？
If for us to build our faith, it takes a long time, a lot of effort.
如果我们要建立自己的信仰，我们必须花很长的时间，而且很努力的才能建立。
You only improve bit by bit.
我们每天只能一点一点的建立。
But for you to do nothing and just let yourself go, it takes so fast for you to be corrupt.
可是如果我们今天什么也不做，也不追求神，我们很快就会堕落了。
So just like he said, from godliness to godlessness, it's only in one generation.
所以这里讲到，从一个很虔诚的世代到一个没有神的世代，只有一代而已。
Maybe just decade or two.
可能只有十年或二十年。
So.This is to tell us something. Time is running out.
所以这里告诉我们，时间是很可贵的。
Now let's look at some historical background.
我们来看一看《士师记》的背景。
Now this chart tells you the dating of the historical event.
这个表告诉我们有关于以色列的信仰。
The dating of the historical event, 历史的那些时间。
哦，这里告诉我们以色列的年代记事。
When did Exodus happen?
什么时候是出埃及记发生的年代呢
？The year they left Egypt, all scholars agree it happened in the year of about 1445 BC.
这差不多是在主前1445年。
So the year around Joshua dies around 1375 BC.
那当约书亚死的日子大概是主前1375年。
So the period of Judges start after Joshua died.
所以士师记的年代差不多是从约书亚死后开始的。
Until the first king was installed, King Saul, 1051 BC.
一直到扫罗王被建立，差不多是主前1051年。
So you can count in between the whole period of Judges lasts about 676 years long.
我们可以看到，这中间所经过的年日大概是
676 years long.
676年
around that time.
差不多是这样。
So it was a very long period.
这是一个很长的日子。
好。Actually, sorry, it's only 300 years. But beg my pardon, only 300, about this period of judges around 300 years.
差不多是300多年而已。
However, a lot of things happened in these 300 years.
不过这300多年之中发生了很多事情。
That they have left, they have become a godly generation to become a godless generation.
就是他们从一代对神非常有信心的民族变成失去神的民族。
So the next slide tells us there are some highlights about very famous judges that we all know from a children Bible story.
那下一张图告诉我们有几个很伟大的士师是我们从小就从宗教教育听到的故事。
For very famous woman judge is called Deborah.
有一个很有名的女士师叫底波拉。
And then we have Jephthah, we have Gideon.
也有耶弗他和基甸
，and also we have Samson，
也有参孙。
They all fight different enemies，
他们都对抗不同的敌人。
So if you love to read story, real dramas, then you can read the book of Judges. You'll never feel bored because all the story are real and they are very dramatic.
如果你想要读士师，他们所发生的故事还有所面对的挑战，你可以来读士师记，这绝对不会让你觉得无聊的。
And there's a lot of action, just like watching an action movie. People fighting, people are.Being defeated and they're defeating the enemies.
而且这里面有很多很激励人心的部分，就像他们如何对抗敌人，如何打这场仗。
So next, we have to ponder one question.
接下来我们要问一个问题。
Why was the faith of the people corrupted so fast?
为什么以色列人的信仰败坏的那么快
？Sometimes we can think maybe they can last longer, but why they can go just like that?
有时候我们会想，信仰不是应该要慢慢建立吗？为什么会败坏呢
？We can summarize.A couple reason.
我们大概可以归纳出几个原因。
The first reason.
第一个。
Because there was not adequate or enough religious education.
因为他们没有在家庭里面进行宗教教育。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 2 verse 10.
我们来看士师记第二章第十节。
Judges chapter 2 verse 10.
第二章第十节。那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖。后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Here tell us, after that generation be gathered to their fathers.
这里提到，当那世代的人都归了自己的列祖。
This means they die.
就表示他们死了。
The new generation come.
后来有别的世代兴起。
But they do not know the Lord and what He did for the Israel.
可是他们不认识神，也不知道神为以色列人做过了什么事。
Then you might ask why the younger generation didn't know.
这时候我们就会问，为什么这些年轻人，年轻的一代不知道呢？
Well, the clear answer is because the previous generation didn't do a good job passing this fear the Lord and the story that they experienced in their older generation.
我们可以很简单的猜到，肯定是上一代的人没有好好的教导下一代的人神为他们所行的事。
Because children were not born with the knowledge of God.
因为孩子生出来，他们并不认识神。
On contrary, actually, people born with a sinful nature.
而且人出生通常都是带着罪性的。
You don't have to teach a young baby, young kid to do bad things or to lie or to be greedy or to bully others.
我们并不需要教一个孩子去说谎或者是去欺负别人。
Because they have sinful nature, they automatically will go the other's way.
因为他们心里面有罪性，自然就会往这方面走下去。
You have to really force them, you know, to teach them about the word of God and to discipline them so that they can walk in the right path.
所以我们要管教主内的小孩，这样好好的教导他们神的话，他们才会跟着神走。
However, if the older generation didn't care much,about building the faith of the next generation.
不过，如果上一代并不在意如何建立下一代的信仰的话
，then of course the next generation will become very lukewarm and indifferent about this faith.
那当然，下一代也就不认识神，也不会知道神的可贵。
Or maybe they try to teach them, but not very heavily, very strongly.
也有可能上一代有想过要教导下一代，可是并不是那么强调这件事。
You know, before they entered the land, God already told them the number one most important things for you to do after you inherit the land of Canaan is religious education.
当他们还没有进入迦南地之前，神已经告诉他们，你们进去之后第一件事就要对家庭进行宗教教育。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, that we all know about it.
我们一起来读《生命记》的第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9.
生命记第六章第四到第九节。第四节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
Five.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Six.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
Seven.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Verse eight.
也要系在你手上为记号，戴在你额上为经文。
Nine.
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
We all know these six verses are very important.
我们都知道这六节是非常重要的。
From verse 4, 5, 6, it talks about every individual. You have to worship the one true God.
第四到第六节告诉我们，神是独一的主。
And then you have to love Him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your might.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
But that's not enough.
可是那并不够。
You believe in the one true God, you love the one true God, is not enough.
你相信独一的主，而且你爱主，这是不够的。
Because you will die one day.
因为有一天你也会死亡。
If you die, if your children do not know God, that's useless.
如果有一天你死了，可是你孩子不认识神，这也是没有用的。
Can you imagine if you die, you cannot pass your property, your money, your land to your children? Are you very feeling very bad?
你可以想象，如果有一天你死了，然后你没有办法把你的房屋、地产全部都传给你的孩子，你觉得如何呢
？If you die, you're so rich, but your children are so broke, so poor. Will you feel very sad?
如果你死的时候是非常的有钱富有，可是你没有办法把这些财产传承给下一代的话
，And your children become very poor.
而且你的孩子非常的穷困
，I think you'll feel very sad about it.
我想你应该会觉得很难过吧。
The most important assets is not material.
可是最重要的并不是这个物质上的
It's faith, it's your belief
而是信仰
So that's why from verse 7, 8, 9 talk about passing the faith to the next generation
所以这里第七到第九节告诉我们如何教导我们下一代建立信仰
You know, keep talking to your children
你要一直告诉你的儿女
You have to lie down when you have to talk
无论你走路或者是起来躺下
And then even you have to build up a very good environment talk about, oh, you can see the word of God everywhere in your house
而且你还要在家里四处张贴神的话让孩子看得见
so that is a success the key success of whether your offspring can be blessed by God
所以这就是关键你能不能让下一代得到神的福气
but unfortunately the people of Israelites after they entered the land of Canaan they didn't care much about this
可是非常不幸的当他们进入迦南地之后他们并不在乎这件事
they didn't emphasize religious education
他们不在乎宗教教育
so that's why the childrenbecome very corrupted, they left God, they forsake God very fast.
所以以色列的儿女就败坏了。
Now for us today, this is a stark, very big warning for every one of us in the true church.
所以对我们真耶稣教会来说，这也是我们非常要着重的事情。
We have a lot of members, old members, experienced members. They love the Lord very much.
我们有很多信徒，他们非常的爱神，而且是一辈子来跟随神。
But have you ever told your children, your grandchildren about what God have done for you?
可是你有没有跟你的孩子或是你的孙子说神为你做过什么呢？
Don't just tell them, oh, you have to come to church.
不要只是告诉他们你要来教会。
Don't just be satisfied that oh I forced my children to church.
不要只是觉得说哦你我的孩子今天被我带到教会来了。
Have you talked to them your personal experience and the importance of God in your life?
你有没有告诉他们你属灵的经验还有神为你做过什么呢？
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 71 verse 17.
我们来看诗篇七十一篇十七节。
Psalm chapter 71 verse 17.
诗篇七十一篇十七节，神啊，自我年幼时你就教训我，直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为。
18.
神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
Here the psalmist said, you know, from very young, God, you have been teaching me, you've been guiding me.
这里诗人说，神啊，自我年幼时你就已经教训我了。
You have wonderful.Guidance, experience, miracle towards me.
而且你在我身上有很多奇妙的作为。
And now I'm old, my hair become white.
而我现在年老了，我发白了。
I ask you to not forsake me.
我求你不要离弃我。
But I will declare your strength to this younger generation.
要等我将你的能力指示下一代。
No, in our church we have a lot of old people, old generation.
在我们教会里面也有很多年长者。
Actually, we should ask them.About the testimony, how God guided them in their life.
我们应该要好好的采访他们，让我们大家都知道他们的在属灵上的体验。
And if your house you have grandpa, grandma, your parents, you have to tell your children about God.
如果家里面有老人家，我们应该要好好的问他们神在他们身上的见证。
No, when my grandma was still alive, I always remember she told me about God, how God helped her when she was young. She raised up a family of six.Passing very tough time.
当我的外婆还在世的时候，她常常跟我说，神如何带领她很辛苦的拉拔着六个孩子长大。
At the time, she was very poor. Even the children got sick. They have no money to see doctor.
当那个年代他们家是非常穷困的孩子生病了也没有钱可以看医生。
But through prayer, you know, God delivered the children, healed them from heavy sickness.
可是透过祷告，神就一个一个将他的孩子医治好。
And numerous times that the family encountered danger, through prayer, God opened a way for them.
也有在困难危险的时候，神为他们开路，带领他们一路平安。
You know, this is informal religious education.
其实这就是平日里面的宗教教育。
So the parent have to tell your children by yourself that God is really important in your life.
所以我们应该要时时的告诉自己的孩子，神在你的生命当中应该占有很重要的地位。
Without God, there's nothing left.
如果没有神，我们就什么也不是。
Then, but the people did the opposite. When they enter the land, they enjoy so much. They're so busy with farming and enjoying themselves. They don't even care about religious education.
可是百姓做的事刚好相反，他们进去那个地方，他们就忙着面对新生活，没有在意神的话。
They think they have so much to explore, so many things to enjoy.
他们觉得这个地太好了，有很多地方值得去探险。
And actually, that's the beginning of the downfall.
其实那就是败坏的开始。
So, brother and sister, have you emphasized education in the religious education at home from parent to the younger generation?
各位弟兄姐妹，你有没有在家里好好的强调这件事呢？为下一代做好信仰的准备。
The second reason that the people got corrupted so fast.
第二个，以色列人败坏这么快的原因是
because they have a half-hearted faith.
因为他们的心只有对神有一半的专心。
It's not fully to God.
并不是完全的专心在神身上。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
我们看士师记第二章第一到第三节。
Judges chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.
士师记第二章第一到第三节， 耶和华的使者从基甲上到波京，对以色列人说：我使你们从埃及上来，领你们到我向你们列祖起誓应许之地。我又说：我永不废弃与你们所立的约。
Two.
你们也不可与这地的居民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。你们竟没有听从我的话。
Three.
为何这样行呢？因此我又说：我必不将他们从你们面前赶出，他们必做你们肋下的荆棘，他们的神必做你们的网罗。
Look at the when God appeared to the Israelites, God was very angry and disappointed.
这里神向以色列人显现，他非常的生气，也非常的失望。
God said, "I let you out of Egypt."
神说：“我使你们从埃及地上来。
Give you this land, and you agree, you swore to your father, you make a covenant with me."
带你们到这个应许之地，而且你与我们，你们与我已经立过约了。
So you promise me, you will not learn from these people, you will not make a treaty with these people.
你们答应过我，你们不会与这地的居民立约。
And you promise me you'll chase all the Canaanites off the land.
而且你们也答应我说，你们会把迦南人从你们面前赶出。
And you promise me that you will not marry the daughters or given your daughter for marriage.
而且你们也不会让自己的孩子跟这些外邦人通婚。
However, when they enter the land, they forget everything.
可是当他们进入迦南地之后，他们什么都忘了。
What did the people do?
到底这些以色列人做了什么？
They did exactly what God told them not to do.
他们恰恰相反，与神所说的话就是去做所有神叫他们不要做的事。
God told them to kick out the land, kick out the Canaanites and the foreign people.
神叫他们把所有的迦南人赶出去。
But they didn't do it.
可是他们没有这样做。
Look at chapter 1.
我们来看第一章。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。便雅悯人没有赶出住耶路撒冷的耶布斯人，耶布斯人仍在耶路撒冷与便雅悯人同住，直到今日。
27节，
马拉西没有赶出伯善和属伯善乡村的居民，他那和属他那乡村的居民，多尔和属多尔乡村的居民，以伯连和属以伯连乡村的居民，米吉多和属米吉多乡村的居民，迦南人却执意住在那地方。
You see, he tell us that the people of Israel didn't work so hard to kick the Canaanites out of the land.
我们这里可以看出，以色列人并没有很努力地赶出这些人。
Yeah, it's difficult. It's never easy.
是的，当然这是一件困难的事。
But God promised, if you try, if you do what I tell you, you will eventually succeed.
不过神告诉他们，只要你们很努力地去遵守我的命令，我会跟你们同在。
But I think it's too difficult. Why do we have to do it? We are okay. We inherit the land and they live there. We don't bother each other.
他们觉得说，我们并不用赶出他们啊，我们可以跟他们一起同住，一起同享这块地。
And then they can even think to use some of them to do hard labor.
而且他们还让他们做苦工。
Verse 28.
第二十八节，及至以色列强盛了，就使迦南人做苦工，没有把他们全然赶出。
See, now they are strong enough to kick them out.
是的，这时候以色列人已经够强盛了，他们可以把迦南人赶出去。
But they don't want to do it.
可是他们不想这么做。
Why?
为什么?
Because they enjoy them around to provide free labor.
因为他们很享受这些迦南人为他们做免费的苦工。
They think that, yeah, you know, we can control them, we are strong enough.
以色列人觉得我们够强盛，我们是可以控制他们的。
But they do not want to obey what they promised God.
可是他们不想要想起与神立过约的话。
And also, they also allow their children to have mixed marriage with the idol worshippers.
而且这里他们也让他们的孩子与拜偶像的人通婚。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
第五节，以色列人竟住在迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人中间，娶他们的女儿为妻，将自己的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，并侍奉他们的神。
Now, this is even worse.
这是更糟糕的
事。But it's related to the first mistake.
可是这是跟第一个错误所连接在一起。
If you don't kick them out, they are so near you.
如果你不把他们赶出去，他们就跟你同住。
And the young woman, they look so beautiful, so attractive, and the young guy see it being attracted.
年轻人就互相看中意，他们就被吸引了。
And the parents say it's okay, right? Multicultural, right? We can let the children marry them.
父母觉得无所谓，反正多元文化嘛，所以就让他们嫁娶。
They have so-called open-minded.
他们觉得自己很开放。
Yeah, it's very open. Now you open the gate of hell.
是的，地狱的门就这样开放了。
You open the gate of corruption.
你败坏的门就这样打开了。
When they marry the daughter of idol worshipper, they bring all the idols go to their home.
当他们与拜偶像的人通婚，那些人就把偶像全部带进家里了。
Especially, we know the influence of woman in the house is so great.
而且我们知道一个女人在家里的影响力是有多么的大。
If the woman wants to bring it, the man cannot stop it.
如果一个女人想要把偶像带进门，那男人是不能做什么的。
If the mother worship idol, the son or daughter must follow the same faith.
如果母亲敬拜偶像的话，那她的孩子，不管是儿子或女儿，都是要跟着的。
So it takes only one generation of mixed marriage, and then most of the faith finish.
所以只有这一代人与拜偶像的人通婚，整代下一代的人的信仰就全部完蛋。
So this is predictable. God has already warned them not to do it.
所以其实这是可以预见的，神已经警告他们不要这样做。
And today if we want to keep our faith, it's the same thing.
今天如果我们要保持我们的信仰，也是要这样做。
God tells us to have a very devoted heart, and not divided heart.
神告诉我们
，We have to have a focus.
我们要在他身上有专一的心。
It's not a divided heart.
不可以有二心。
But the problem is, sometimes we have a divided heart to God.
可是有时候我们对神是有二心的。
That's why we face our very weakness, a lot of weakness in our faith.
所以有的时候我们信仰会非常的软弱。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们来看哥林多后书第六章。
Do not think that this is only an Old Testament teaching.
不要觉得这只是旧约时代的教导。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14.
我们来读哥林多后书第六章十四节。你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。义和不义的有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
15.
基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
16.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Paul tells the New Testament members in Corinth about the same teaching.
这里保罗告诉哥林多教会是一样的教训。
If you want your next generation to keep the same faith,
如果你要下一代跟你有着一样的信仰
then in the marriage, you have to walk in the same belief, same responsibility.
那我们就要在主内找取主内的人来联婚。
Yes, faith is a yoke, it's a burden.
是的，信仰是一个重担。
It's a yoke.
是一个
轭。Yeah, because it's a responsibility.
因为有很多的责任在里面。
It is commitment.
有很多的承诺在里面。
Sometimes you have to sacrifice.
有时候你必须要牺牲。
If you don't have the same value of your spouse, you cannot walk far.
如果你跟另外一半没有同样的价值观，你们是没有办法同行的。
So that's why Paul tells them to not yoke with unbelievers.
所以这里说，保罗说，信与不信不能同父一轭。
If you have a choice, you don't do it.
如果你有选择，你应该要这样做。
So that's why we have to listen to the word of God.
这就是为什么我们要听神的话。
However, the people of Israel, they don't listen.
可是以色列人并没有听。
What happened is the result.
那结论，结局是发生什么事呢？
The result is all these Canaanites, all these Gentiles become thorns and snares to the people.
结局就是这些外邦人成为以色列人的荆棘还有网罗。
And that's why their faith become corrupted so fast.
所以他们的信仰才会败坏得这么快。
Now let's come back today, 2022, we as a Christian.
现在我们看回来2022年的我们是一个基督徒。
We invite ourselves to do a reflection today.
我们今天来反省自己一下。
Am I a half-hearted Christian?
我是对神有二心的基督徒吗？
Yes, I'm a Christian.
是的，我是个基督徒。
I'm a true church member.
我是真教会的信徒。
But am I fully devoted my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ?
可是我是不是一个真心还有全心全意的基督徒呢？
Or we are just like the Israelites at the time.
或许我们是不是像那时候的以色列人呢？
I want God's blessing.
我想要神的祝福。
I want God to guide me.
我想要神带领我的路。
And after I got what I asked for,
当我得到我所要的之后，
you know, God's teaching is not that important anymore.
神的教训一点都不重要了。
You know, a lot of people do this to God.
很多人是这样对神的。
Yeah, when they need God, everything is fine. Yeah, yeah, God, I'll promise you.
当他们需要神的时候，他们来到神的面前说：“好好好，我一定会听。”
But their heart is not fully devoted to God.
可是他们的心并没有全心全意面对神。
Look at the people of Israel; they did not fully reject God.
我们来看以色列人，他们并不是全部都反对神，
离弃神。But they did not fully accept God either.
可是他们也不是完全的全然接受神。
We can call them half in, half out.
我们可以说他们是一脚踩在门内，一脚在门外。
Yeah, we worship the true God, but we also compromise the idols.
是的，我们敬拜真神，可是我们也与世俗妥协。
This is very bad.
这是非常不好的。
This caused them the corruption so fast.
这让他们非常快速就败亡。
Now today, our Lord Jesus Christ, if we read about this book, God wants us to have full devotion to Him.
我们看圣经就知道，神要我们专一跟从他。
It's not just give Him half.
不是只是给他一半的心。
You give God half, actually half equal to zero.
你只是给神一半，其实一半等于零。
Half is not half for God.
一半并不是真的一半。
You give God half, actually in God's eyes, almost equal to zero.
你给神一半。可是在神眼中看起来是零。
Just like you love your spouse, you have to give him or her all your heart.
就像你爱你的另一半，你要把你所有的爱都给他。
I cannot say I love you 70%, but another 30% I give it to my lover.
我不能说我爱你 70%, 剩下的 30% 我给我外面的爱人。
No, you cannot even allow to have a lover.
不行，你不应该外面有个爱人。
Not even 10% to a lover.
就连 10% 都不可以。
Your heart, you have to give it to your loved one, your spouse.
你的心应该完全属于你的另一半。
But the people of Israel failed to do that.
可是以色列人并没有这么做。
And that's why they corrupt so fast.
这就是他们败坏的原因。
Receive so much blessing doesn't guarantee the faith becomes strong.
得到很多的福气并不代表你的信仰会坚强。
Sometimes we think that if God bless me so much, I'll never leave the church. I'll be so strong in the faith.
有时候我们以为神给我越多福气，我就会对神的心有更坚强。
No, that's not true.
并不是这样的。
It's all up to you whether you want to give your heart to God fully.
完全在于我们的心理的决定，我们要给神是不是全心全意的。
When we read the book, another main teaching we want to learn is God's love and faithfulness.
在我们读士师记的时候，我们要同时来学习神的公义还有神的怜悯。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 2, verse 16.
我们来读士师记第二章十六节。
Judges 2:16.
第二章十六节。耶和华兴起士师，士师就拯救他们脱离抢夺他们人的手。
Now he has said, every time they cry out to the Lord when they suffer, then God sends judges to deliver them.
这里提到，当他们受苦的时候，他们向神哭求，神就拯救他们。
Now when we read the book of Judges, there's one very interesting repeating pattern that happened over and over again.
如果我们好好的读士师记，我们就会发现这里面有一个很有趣的循环。
The next slide shows us the cycle of disobedience and mystery.
下一张图告诉我们这里这张表是违背神和痛苦的循环。
What is a cycle? Just like when you do a washing machine, right? There's always a cycle. How it started and it go around and then stop and then you do it again.
循环就是当你开洗衣机的时候，它就会洗，然后它会脱，然后会弄干它。
This cycle happens in a lot of time in science or in sociology, psychology. It happens. It shows us things keep repeating in a pattern that we can predict.
这里告诉我们，这些循环不管在什么方面，我们都可以看得见，而且是可以预见将来的。
Okay, so it started by forgetting God.
这里是从忘记神而开始的。
That the people of Israel, they forget God.When times are good,
当他们过得很好的时候，他们就忘记神，离弃神。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 10.
我们来读第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章第十节，那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Now remember, the bad cycle, the cycle of mystery, always start with one thing, that you forgot God and His grace to you.
我们要记得，当一个不好的循环，一个败坏的循环开始，都是从忘记神、离弃神而开始。
You may not intend all these bad things to happen, but it starts from you forget about the grace of God and what God has done for you.
我们并不是故意要让这个循环开始，可是我们就是忘记了神的恩典，离弃了神。
Focus on other things.
可能我们用别的事情来充满自己。
Or you start to rely on yourself.
或者是想说靠自己就行。
Or you're so busy, you do not recall what God has done for you.
或者是你太过忙碌而导致忘记神为你所做过的事。
But the moment you forgot God and what has done for you, your bad cycle had kick-started.
不过当你真的忘记了神的恩典，就是你让这个循环开始。
So that's why we have to come always to learn the word of God, to listen to testimony and reflect ourselves.
所以这就是为什么我们要常常来聚会，来听神的话，还有听见证。
Because we forget God very easily.
因为我们是很容易健忘的。
Okay, after they forgot about God,
当他们忘记神
，they forsake God.
他们就离弃神。
They forsake God and they start to worship idols. Starting from verse 11 to 13, they start to worship other gods.
然后十一节开始，就是他们就开始去拜外邦神。
This means they replace the true God for something else.
所以他们是用外邦的神来代替真神。
When your life is good, Now you don't think God is that important.
当你生活过得很好的时候，你觉得神好像不那么重要。
You're focusing on other things.
你就开始放注意力在其他事情上。
Now they worship idols.
所以他们去拜偶像。
And then the next cycle is God is very angry with it.
循环到了下一步，神就很生气。
But how did God show His anger?
那神是如何显示出他的怒气呢？
God took away His protection.
神把他的保护罩拿走。
When God took away the protection, all the other enemy can easily come to attack them.
当神把保护拿走的时候，其他的敌人就可以很轻易的进攻以色列。
No, brother and sister, it's not up to us how careful we are or how good we are.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们是没有办法保持自己有多好或者是多健康的。
Whether it's your health, your studies, your business, your job, it's not up to you ultimately.
不管是你的健康或学业或事业，都不在你的手上。
You have to work hard, but if not God protects you.
当然我们是每天很努力在工作或学习，可是如果不是神保护我们的话，
If God remove this shield, this protection,
如果神把这个保护罩拿走的话，
many, many bad things can happen.
很多坏事都可以发生。
So when God removed the protection and then all the enemy attacked them,
所以现在当神把保护罩拿走，所有的敌人都向以色列人进攻。
And the next step is, oh, they cry, oh, no, God, please, why you forsake us?
所以下一步就是以色列人向天上的神哭嚎说，神啊，你为什么不管我们呢？
You know, our God is a very soft-hearted God.
那其实我们的神是非常心软的。
If one day you are parents, or you are already a parent, you know what I'm saying.
如果有一天你成为父母，你就知道我在说什么。
Or one day you are very angry with your children.
当有一天你对你的孩子非常的生气。
You say, I'm not going to be good to you. I'm so angry. I want to beat you. I want to, you know, punish you.
我现在非常的生气，我要处罚你，我不再对你好。
When you start punishing, if they cry, if they say I'm sorry, usually your heart, your hand become soft.
当你生气了，他们就告诉你说，对不起，你就开始心软了。
So God sent deliverer, God sent the judges.
所以这时候神就差派士师
to fight for them, to deliver them.
去拯救他们，为他们打退敌人。
Oh, now they are very happy. They restored to peace.
所以他们很开心，就回到正常的生活。
And things become very good.
然后日子又过得很好了。
And they started to forget God again.
然后他们又忘记神的恩典与作为。
So, can you imagine this 300 some years? This cycle be over, over and over again, just like a washing machine.
你可以想象，在这300多年里面，这个循环就一再一再的循环着。
Now, don't laugh at them. Don't laugh at the people Israelites.
这里我们要想一想，不需要去取笑他们。
Actually, the Bible recorded the Israelites. It's just to talk to us. We are just like that.
其实以色列人当年所做的，就是今天我们所做的事。
Today, a lot of us we are going this cycle of mystery and disobedience.
今天我们很多人也都在进行着这个败坏，还有不听从神的话的循环。
When we suffer, we cry out to God.
当我们受苦的时候，我们就向神呼求。
You promised God everything.
我们答应神很多事情。
But when life returns to normal, we forget again.
可是当生活回到正常了，我们又忘了。
So, brother, sister, are we going through this cycle?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是有进行这个循环呢？
If this is a cycle that we're going through, we have to break it.
如果你有发现这就是你的循环，那你一定要打破它。
If you do not break it, you'll repeat history.
如果你没有打破它，你就是在重复这个历史。
And of course, there's a lot of wonderful story happened in the book of Judges.
当然，在《士师记》里面有很多很美好的故事。
But the ending is very sad. It's to tell us that things actually didn't change much.
可是这个结局告诉我们，并没有改变很多。
No matter who became the judge.
不管谁成为以色列的士师。
During these 300 some years, things didn't change much.
在这300多年里面。事实并没有改变太多。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 21, verse 25.
我们来看，士师记第二十一章第二十五节。
21:25.
二十一章二十五节，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
Yeah, this is the conclusion of this period of time.
这就是士师记的结论。
Yes, they have no king, and people do whatever they want.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
This is a very interesting statement.
这是一个很有趣的结语。
Why did they say there's no king?
为什么说以色列中没有王呢？
Actually, God wanted to be the king from the day one.
其实从第一天开始，神就想当以色列人的王。
That's why God did not install a king for them when they entered the land.
这就是为什么神没有在他们进迦南地之后为他们立一个王。
At that time, every city has a king, every country has a king.
在那个时代，每一个小城都有自己的王。
And every country has a king, big king.
每一个国家也有自己的王。
But for Israelites, that concept of kingship was never intended to be.
不过在以色列当中并没有王位。
At least until that time.
在那个时代。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God wanted to make it very clear, you don't need a human king. I can be your king.
因为神表达得非常清楚，你不需要一个人当你们的王，我就是你们的王。
Everything you ask me, according to the law,according to the way, then you will be fine. You'll be under my protection and guidance.
当你想要向我求任何事情是跟着我的旨意走的话，我就会应许你。
And things will be peaceful and order.
然后你们的日子就会过得平静而美好。
However, people didn't like it.
可是人民并不喜欢这样。
People didn't like God to be the king.
以色列人不喜欢神当他们的王。
And they don't like to listen to anyone.
他们也不想听任何人的话。
He had just summarized that chaotic generation and tells the main reason for the chaotic situation.
这里告诉我们这个混乱的时代，就是有一个混乱的观念。
Because everyone did what is right in his own eyes.
因为个人任意而行。
Now look back to 2022 right now, the world, is it the same kind of concept happening around?
现在我们看回来2022年，是不是一样的想法、一样的观念在人们心中呢？
Do people believe in God?
人们信靠神吗？
Do people believe in the true God?
他们认识真神吗？
Do people follow and obey the true God in their life?
他们在生活当中遵照神的命令而行吗？
Let's talk about Canada.
我们来看加拿大。
Look at this graph.
我们来看这片图。
In Canada, the people believing in God in 2005,It was reported at least 81% of the population at least believe in God.
是在2005年所做的调查，那时候在加拿大有81%的人相信神。
But up to 2016, 6 years ago, it dropped down to 65%.
可是到了2016年，只剩下65%的人相信神。
And then the next graph show us the people agree that my religious beliefs are very important to me.
下一张图是说做调查是说我的信仰对我来说是非常重要的。
From the year 2020 years ago, 70% think that religion is very important.
在2000年的时候的加拿大，人们觉得70%的人是觉得信仰对自己非常重要。
But this percentage has been going downhill.
可是这个百分比是越来越走下坡。
To the year 2017, so less than half of the population think that religion is very important.
在2017年的时候，已经少于一半的人觉得信仰对自己是重要的。
Of course, this religion includes every religion.
当然，这里的信仰包含任何的宗教。
And how about Christianity?
那我们来看基督教呢？
The slide 23 tells us, actually, in Canada, just like in every Christian country, the population of Christians are declining in a very steady way.
我们来看这张图是。加拿大人觉得自己是基督徒的比例越来越低。
Every year is going down and down and down.
每年都往下走。
And more people actually become unbelievers.
越来越多人称自己是无神论的。
Or they do not affiliate with any churches, any organization.
或者是他们觉得他们自己是不上教会的人。
Well, it seems that all the society become very liberal, very open-minded, or they can rely on themselves.
整个社会风气显得非常自由，还有开放。
However, what does it mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 16, verse 4.
我们来看诗篇十六篇。
Psalm chapter 16, verse 4.
十六篇第四节。
Psalm 16, verse 4.
诗篇十六篇第四节，以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。
Here the Bible said, "The sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God."
这里告诉我们，以别神代替神的，他们的愁苦必加增。
When a country, when a society or a culture, they try to remove God from their culture, from their daily life.
当一个国家或社会想把神从他们的生活当中拿走，
and their problem will multiply.
他们的问题就会越来越多。
Not only Canada, you look at US, you look at Europe, it's the same.
不止加拿大，包括美国还有欧洲都一样。
Politically, very divided.
在政治上也是越来越多分歧。
And then, family, a lot of problem.
在家庭里面也是有很多的问题。
And then, a lot of young generation have a lot of problem.
在年轻一代的身上，我们也看见更多的问题。
Because right now, people don't care about what Bible say. They just do whatever is right in their eyes.
因为现在的人不在乎圣经写什么，他们只在乎自己想做什么。
God said, Bible said, marriage is one husband, one wife, one man and one woman.
圣经告诉我们，婚姻是一夫一妻，一男一女。
But nowadays the society think, no, we want to redefine it. One man to one man, woman to woman can still work.
不过现在的社会，外邦人说，一男配一男，或是一女配一女，也是可以成为夫妻的。
Even the law allow it.
法律也是这样允准的。
Because people want it.
因为人们想要这样的婚姻。
If you're born a man, you want to be a woman, go ahead, there's surgery.
如果你是一个男生，你想要成为一个女生，你是可以去做合法的手术。
Even God make you this way, but you don't want it, they can change it.
神把你造成一个男生，可是你不想要当男生，你还是可以去改自己。
People doing whatever they want.
人们只想着自己想要做什么。
You don't want to live, you want to die. Oh, assisted suicide. Yeah, go ahead. This the law tells you can do it.
如果你不想活了，你想死，你也可以去找医生帮你做安乐死，这是合法的。
This is what the country, the Western world, going to this direction.
这就是西方社会目前所走的方向。
They don't believe that God has the right of life and death.
他们不认为神有权决定生死。
They think that people could have their own choice.
他们觉得人有人权可以选择自己的生死。
And going on and on, oh, legalize drugs, hard drugs, legalize a lot of criminal activities.
所以越来越多的毒品合法化。
Because people do whatever is right in their own eyes.
因为人们任意而行。
No matter, no wonder, the world is getting more and more chaotic.
所以这就是世界越来越混乱的原因。
But of course, we have to come back to the Bible. For us, we cannot change other people, but we can change our own self, our own family.
不过看回我们自己身上，当然我们没有办法改变这个社会，可是我们可以改变自己的家。
If you are having this bad cycle of mystery and disobedience,
如果你正在这个败坏的循环里面的话，
you have to ask God. You have to ask God to be your king once again.
你要呼求神成为你的王。
You have to ask God to become your judge once again.
你要求神成为你真正的审判者。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 11, verse 27.
我们来看士师记第十一章二十七节。
Judges chapter 11, 27.
士师记十一章二十七节。原来我没有得罪你，你却攻打我，恶待我。愿审判人的耶和华今日在以色列人和亚门人中间判断是非。
He said, "May the Lord, the Judge, render judgment this day."
这里讲到愿审判人的神今天在我们中间判断是非。
Who is the one who is the real judge? The Lord.
谁是真正的审判者？是我们的主。
Who is the one who can deliver you from the mystery cycle?
是谁可以把你从这个悲惨的循环里面救出来。
Nobody can deliver you, only the Lord. Only Lord Jesus can do it.
没有人可以救你，只有主耶稣。
If you don't rely on Jesus, your life will go in a downward spiral, and then you can only get worse and worse.
如果你没有依赖主耶稣的话，你就会在这个循环里面渐渐的败坏。
But if you rely on God,
可是如果你依靠神，
you rely on Him and ask Him and cry out to Him and come back to Him.
如果你祈求神，呼求神来帮助你，
then he can help you and deliver you from this cycle.
这样他就可以拯救你离开这个循环。
Are you willing to do it?
你是否愿意呢？
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起来唱诗。
323.
我们来唱323首。